Indeed, there is no business quite like show business, and the magic works even if it's a community talent show on a Friday night in a church hall, even if the performers are just from the neighborhood and from the local nursing homes.
Around the world I searched for you. I traveled on when hope was gone to keep a rendezvous. I know somehow.
This recording was made at a talent show 15 years ago in Massachusetts by David Greenberger, who had come to know many of the performers.
There's a lot of aspects to humor, and the part of it I think that connects with people is that it's the entry point to sort of getting to know a character. So there's a sort of warmth to the humor, as opposed to it's not traditional jokes, and I don't think it's funny because it's so bad. There's just something. While it's funny, at the same time, it's just really rich with character.
What is going on with the performance of Here Comes the Sun? I just don't really understand. the start.
What happened? And they have a little huddle trying to figure out what went wrong, and their huddle, which wasn't really audible over the sound system in the hall, was audible over the mic and onto the tape.
Wait a minute. We messed up.
Okay.
What did we do?
I can't see.
The show must go on.
Wait.
One more time. Let's go. Let's hit it.
All right.
Yeah.
Go.
Sure.
When I play it, when it's I hit the second. Three times, hit this thing, you go. Then I play the drums, I stop, when you go, da, 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 then I stop, then you stop, after the second verse, then I do the drum solo, all right?
Okay.
Ready?
I can.
And they try running it again, and when it falls apart, they just call for a drum solo.
Now, there's a real, genuine musical moment here when the fellow, I guess he's the MC, gets up to sing. He says, I'm going to sing a song, right?
Right, yeah, the MC, Ed Alessi, yeah.
What's his name?
Ed Alessi.
Ed Alessi.
He helped organize the whole thing and was loved by all these people from the nursing homes. He sort of had an organization that would set up social events for them, and this was one of the things that he helped set up. So.
Well, he gets up to sing St. Louis Blues, and you can just feel that the entire room wants to get up there on stage and sing with him. I mean, there's just music coming up out of the audience.
Yeah, well, and they all love Ed.
I hate to see.
Now, Ed really gets into it here.
Same lonely woman with all your stories. You let this man of yours around by your apron string.
That's wonderful.
he's doing what everybody wishes they could do, which is just get up and sing.
Yeah.
I think there's a joyous kind of humor to it because... It just feels great, and I think we just feel like we're rooting for him.
Yeah. Got to have a grin on your face listening to Ed there.
Yeah.
You have to explain what's going on in the last song, which is God Bless America. It is really quite strange to hear this.
This is my favorite version of the song because it really feels like it's just a bunch of Americans, a random cross-section of people who perhaps can't sing well.
To end the program... At this time, I'd like to present Mr. Peter Donner singing God Bless America. Peter?
And what happens in this is the guy who's supposedly leading the group in it loses his place. He's off key. He's being drowned out by them. And then after the whole thing ends, there's another guy in the audience still singing. There's a real sense of community to a talent show like this, where people are just getting up in front of other people and singing, that, you know, people who could be your neighbors. And I think it celebrates some sense of community.
This was recorded in 1981. Do you think that many of these people have now passed on?
I do think that many of them have. And in fact, all of the nursing homes where the majority of them lived are no longer in existence. It was a neighborhood in Boston, in Jamaica Plain, where there were about five or six nursing homes that were small, old converted houses, 40 to 60 residents. And it's the sort of home that, since the mid-60s on, has been sort of phased out in favor of larger complexes more on the outskirts of town. So none of those homes are even there anymore. So everybody who is alive has moved.
So that was just one night in 1981?
That was it. One Friday night in America.
David Greenberger talking with us from WAMC in Albany, New York. The CD is titled Talent Show.